South Africa has summoned the American Charge d'Affaires over the U.S. president's tweet about land reforms in the African nation. The move came after a spokesman for the South African president, Cyril Ramaphosa, said Donald Trump was trying to sow division. South Africa has announced that Trump's tweet has made it more determined than ever to push ahead with its land reforms. Earlier, the U.S. president tweeted that his administration will investigate what he described as land seizures and large-scale killing of white farmers. Now, last month, the South African president pledged a change of constitution to allow the expropriation of land without compensation. White people in South Africa, who make up less than 10% of the total population, own over 70% of privately owned farmland. Joining us now out of Detroit, Michigan, is Mr. Abiyomi Azikiwe, editor at Pan-African Newswire. Hello, sir. Pleasure to have you back on the program. Now, we know that Donald Trump doesn't go out of his way to try to collect information. We know he got this directly from sitting on the couch and watching Fox News. What can you tell us?
Well, this is an issue that has been outstanding in South Africa for the last 24 years, since the overthrow of apartheid and the ascendancy of the African National Congress. One of their foundational documents, the Freedom Charter, that was published in 1955, calls for the return of the land to those who work it. So this is an ongoing process of land reform in South Africa. It concerns the African people who live there, who work there. It has nothing to do with the United States.
So why do you think Donald Trump is trying to, do you think it's another smokescreen because of what's happening with these two former, his attorney and his chairman that just got convicted?
Yes, and it's also a reflection of the racist foreign policy of the United States. Here we have a European settler class that is being threatened with expropriation of land that they stole themselves starting in the 17th century. This was institutionalized in 1910 with the formation of the Union of South Africa, and in 1948 with the legalization of racial separation. So he's playing to his base here in the United States and also internationally in the sense that he believes that whites should own and control everything, which is definitely not the case. Now, this has damaged the South African currency, which went down today. So what he's doing is extremely dangerous.
Thank you for joining us and for your input. Out of Detroit, Michigan, Mr. Abiyomi Azikiwe, editor at Pan-African Newswire.